life isn't always a smooth ride for many of us. Sometimes it feels more like a roller coaster with constant and unexpected ups and downs, leaving us feeling overwhelmed, disoriented, and just over it. If you're nodding your head along in agreement, thinking about the weight of your own struggles, take comfort in knowing that you're not alone. This can be a pivotal point in your life and a cue that it may be time to start over. Welcome back to Beyond Motherhood with Lakeisha Williams, the podcast that empowers moms each week to redefine our lives through success, fulfillment, and freedom, one conversation at a time. We are on a self-discovery journey, learning who we are as women beyond motherhood. Thank you for sharing your energy, space, and time with me. You're here because you are taking control of your life on your own terms and not letting motherhood define who you are. No waiting for the kids to get older, out the house. No waiting for this or that to happen. We don't make excuses. We take action so that we can live in our dreams today, not tomorrow. You may be at a crossroads in your life, struggling with uncertainties, doubts, and fears. Maybe it's a relationship that's gone bad, or a career that feels stagnant, or just the overwhelming pressure of balancing motherhood and fulfilling personal dreams. Whatever it may be, the darkness can feel suffocating. And even though the path may seem unclear, you have the strength within you to move forward and write a new chapter in your story. I remember the last time that I found myself trapped in this suffocating darkness. It was January 2021, a year after the 2020 lockdown. I, like many, felt a shift in my life and was struggling to figure out what life was for me now. For years, I'd poured my heart and soul into taking care of my family as a single mom while trying to build a career that I could be proud of. During the lockdown, I started down the path of rediscovering myself. After having my fifth child, previously a few years back, balancing homeschooling and the parenting of four other children, it was all too much, honestly. I needed to make a change. I needed to start over. Every day was a struggle to stay afloat emotionally, mentally, and eventually physically. Waking up, staring at the ceiling, unable to pull myself out of my warm covers and into the loud, chaotic day awaiting me. During this time, my dreams seemed to drift further and further out of reach. It was like I was living in a fog, unable to see beyond the immediate obstacles I was facing. This is what it looks like when we feel stuck in difficult situations. But through a lot of self-work, I realized that beyond these challenges are opportunities. I knew the darkness wasn't my story. My life isn't supposed to look like this. And in that moment, I closed my eyes and I imagined what I wanted to experience in my life. I knew that each morning I wanted to wake up feeling purposeful and excited about my day, ready to experience a career that I genuinely love, to be surrounded by healthy and supportive relationships that bring me happiness, having peace of mind, clarity, and confidence. I knew from what I visualized that this version of my life existed despite the current struggles. So, in February 2021, I made the decision to start over. My oldest had successfully graduated from high school and was in college. Over the previous few years, I had been trying to find the key to transitioning off of welfare. I could not fathom going through another Section 8 or food stamps recertification. If you know, then you know. That process always made me feel so low and embarrassed. Why? Because I wanted more for myself and my children, and I knew I could do better if given the chance. So I created my chance. I knew I couldn't afford to make this transition with my current income within the United States. So I decided to move out of the country. In June 2021, I moved my four children and I to Playa del Carmen, Mexico. Now, the details of that move is for another time. However, I will say that we were blessed to have lived there for nearly 9 months. Mexico allowed me to heal. It allowed me to face the darkness. It allowed me to get away from my old environment to gain clarity. It gave me confidence because here I was paying rent, food, bills, everything, all through the income of my business. I took a chance on myself. And when I returned to the States, it was a challenging adjustment at first, but I got through the challenges and I came out stronger and even better because of my move and those challenges. And I'm grateful for that decision every single day. Now, I know it seems weird, and you may have even heard it before about visualizing the life that you desire. So consider this a sign that it's time. Time for you to visualize yourself thriving in a career that energizes your spirit. Time for you to experience nurturing connections that fill you with joy. Time for you to embrace each opportunity boldly. Time to shift your mindset. Time to start over and take a chance on yourself. No matter how dark it may seem right now, this version of your life that you can see in your mind so clearly does exist. Hey, Mom, are you thinking about starting your own podcast, or perhaps you're already running one on another platform? Well, let me tell you why you should switch to Spotify for Podcasters. First off, Spotify has a massive audience with millions of active users streaming and listening to content every day. By joining the platform, you'll have the opportunity to reach a larger audience, especially if you're looking to connect with other moms or people in your community. Plus, Spotify for Podcasters offers a range of tools and features that can help you grow and monetize your podcast. You'll have access to detailed analytics and insights on your listeners, which can help you tailor your content to their interests and preferences. You can also create targeted ads to reach new listeners and even monetize your show through sponsorships and advertising. But perhaps the best thing about Spotify for Podcasters is how user-friendly it is. The platform is easy to use with simple and intuitive interfaces that even the busiest of moms can navigate. And if you've ever run into any problems, Spotify has a dedicated support team to help you out. So, whether you're just starting out or looking to take your podcast to the next level, make the switch to Spotify for Podcasters and join the millions of creators already sharing their stories and engaging with audiences on the platform. Your fellow moms and your future self will thank you. Now, I'll be honest, the transition from darkness to light doesn't necessarily have a straightforward path, yet it's absolutely achievable. And I know you're asking, but how do I start over exactly? How can I rewrite my story and bring to fruition what I visualized? First, accept your current situation. The more you make excuses or rationalize the situation you're unhappy with, the harder it'll be to change it. Embrace the emotions, the fears, and doubts without judgment of yourself. It's okay to feel nervous, lost, and even confused. After you've accepted what the current situation is, tell yourself, "This is just one chapter of my story, and I can create a new story." Next, reconnect with those dreams and desires. What ignites your passion? What brings you joy and fulfillment? Revisiting those past dreams and aspirations can reignite that inner spark and help you towards the next moves, which are to make small moves. When you build a house, it takes time. So does building an entirely new life. It won't happen overnight. Just like ancient Rome wasn't constructed in a day. Create smaller daily tasks that you can complete to get you closer to checking off the bigger goal. Reach out for guidance, take a class, practice self-care, whatever you need to do. Every single action matters and propels you forward. Embrace change. Remember, when we're growing, that requires us to step outside of our comfort zones, because it's easy to stay put in our current situation, even if it's extremely uncomfortable. But does it support our future self? Don't let fear keep you from letting go of what no longer nurtures you. Welcome new opportunities with an open spirit and mindset. And finally, celebrate each victory. There is no task, step, or goal too small. Celebrate yourself daily and make it visual so that you can consistently see your progress. It could be a paper on the wall, the fridge, the bathroom mirror. It could be your planner or post-it notes. Get creative and focus on your progress. I understand that this is a lot to take in, so let me leave you with this. What is stopping you from starting over? Think about the ups and downs you faced or are currently facing and identify the fears that are holding you back. Ask yourself this question over and over, writing down each thought that comes in mind so that you can reflect on what's going on subconsciously. Create a positive affirmation to every negative thought and repeat it daily. You probably won't believe it in the beginning, but you will the more you say it. You'll believe in yourself more and more each day that you take a step. Remember, you have the strength to write a brand new chapter, Mama. Use the difficult times as motivation to develop and transform. Take that first move today and know that I'm rooting for you every step of the way. Start over, Mama. Your best chapter is yet to come. Attention all moms with an entrepreneurial spirit. Do you have a great business idea but don't know where to start? As a seasoned mompreneur myself, I understand the unique challenges and rewards that come with starting a business as a mom. That's why I wrote the book, How to Become a Mompreneur in 4 Weeks, to help moms just like you cut through the noise and overcome the overwhelm that often accompanies the startup process. In How to Become a Mompreneur in 4 Weeks, I share my knowledge and experience to guide you through a simple strategy plan that breaks down the process into manageable micro action steps. You'll learn everything you need to know to take your business from idea to launch in just 4 weeks or less. From developing a strong mompreneur mindset to creating a financial plan that will help you manage your expenses and pay yourself a salary from day one, this book covers all the essentials. You'll also learn effective ways to market your business both online and offline, how to create a cohesive brand identity, and how to build a solid business model that will set you up for long-term success. How to Become a Mompreneur in 4 Weeks is your personal business blueprint. With my guidance, you'll be able to turn your idea into a thriving business in no time. Don't let information overload or the fear of failure hold you back any longer. This is your confirmation. Order your copy today by visiting Amazon for soft paperback, or for an immediate download, visit my website, www.misslakeishawilliams.com/books. Thanks for listening to Beyond Motherhood. I hope this episode has inspired you to start the process of determining if you're happy with your current life, figuring out what kind of life you want to live, and creating a plan on how to start over. Remember, you are enough and you can achieve anything you desire. Design your day for success and have a great day on purpose. See you next time.